Hey, this is Talaya Trigueros, and we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month by honoring those who are making waves in our community. And it is with great pleasure that we here at 94.7 The Wave honor Ms. Diane Medina. Congrats and welcome.
Oh, thank you, Talaya. It's an honor to be here.
You know, here in Southern California, the entertainment industry is huge, and you have been an integral part in making sure that many of us are represented. Human resources, diversity, corporate social responsibility, just some of the things that you have done. Tell us about your career. I mean, this is amazing. You are retired, but that doesn't mean things come to an end. In fact, probably far from it.
Definitely. Yeah, things have not come to an end. I just don't get paid for it anymore. But my career was 40 years in the entertainment industry with two networks and two film studios. And I have to say it was an unexpected trajectory for me that I would have never imagined would have been available to me. But it was a blessing because not only for me as my career growth, but what I was able to do to advance diversity and inclusion in the industry. And that's what I dedicated myself to in the jobs that I had.
When you look back, it was ABC, KBC. Tell us how you started. Basically.
Oh, okay. Well, I started at NBC.
Okay.
And I consider myself to be really a product of affirmative action.
Okay.
Because the only reason I was hired by ABC is because they were being forced by affirmative action in the early 70s to hire women and minorities.
Right.
So I went for the interview and I ultimately was hired. I got the job. I personally am convinced that I got the job because I was the best candidate, not just because I was a minority.
Of course.
Right?
I had that hovering over my head too in the beginning of my career.
Exactly. So, but what affirmative action did for me is it gave me access to the opportunity to compete. And that was what affirmative action did. And for all the bad press it's gotten and all the pushback, it wasn't really about giving people jobs that didn't deserve them or just because they happened to fit a certain category, but it gave people access to opportunities that they would have never had access to without affirmative action.
That's amazing. Yeah. So it was NBC.
NBC. And I was there for 9 years and human resources. And then I was recruited away by ABC as they were ramping up for the 84 Olympics. So I was recruiting and working on that and stayed at ABC until, 1989. And I was offered a position as Director of Employment Employee Relations at Paramount Pictures. So I went to Paramount Pictures where I handled all of the employment employee relations issues for the Hollywood studio as well as TV stations that they owned at that time around the country. So I was handling all the HR issues for those stations. And then I received a call from ABC saying, we have a great job. We think you're perfect. Would you come back? So I went back to ABC to work for KABC-TV, the local television station, and I took the position of Director of Affirmative Action. And that was a great opportunity. The station had their license challenged for lack of minorities, particularly Latinos. And they signed an agreement that they would make something happen, that they were going to change that. So they hired me to come in and create programs and to develop strategy to really ramp up our news coverage in the Latino community, the number of Latinos on air in our television station, as well as engagement in community relations and community organizations.
Wow.
So it was a wonderful opportunity, and Gwynn leadership at the station at that time was totally 110% behind everything and supporting what I was doing. And so we made great changes. Not long after that, Walt Disney Company bought ABC, and I was offered a position at the Walt Disney Company in the corporate level of the corporate HR group to establish similar programs throughout the Walt Disney Company, which meant all the business units. So I was working with ESPN, Disney World, Disneyland, Consumer Products, and all the other businesses that they operated.
And these positions were basically created for you. It wasn't like you were filling a job. They made the job and then you, interesting.
So I wouldn't say they were created for me.
Uh-huh.
They had a need and they were creating the job, but I had the opportunity to go in and make it what it was, and to imagine what it could be and make it happen.
And those positions still exist today.
They do. Disney still has a similar position. It's evolved a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
ABC7 does still have that position and has a different title. It's Vice President of Diversity Programs and Community Relations. And that's where when I left Disney, I went back to ABC as Vice President of Diversity and Community Relations for the TV station.
You know, it's interesting. I remember as a kid, my mom mom and I, we would sit around the television or we would go to movies and we would actually look at the credits. And it was funny because my mother was funny like this, but she would look for the credits. We were digging just for a Spanish surname. It was almost like a game of sorts. We never saw a Spanish surname. Suddenly we'd see Garcia, right? And it didn't matter if it was a technical position or whatever. And now, as I find myself doing that same thing, I am seeing lots of different Spanish surnames in the entertainment industry.
A lot has changed. There's still a lot more change that needs to happen.
I agree.
And a lot more opportunities that need to be opened. But it definitely is much better than it was 40 years ago.
Well, do you find that there's enough training? Because those opportunities are there. And it's like whether you live in, you know, Boyle Heights or you live in Covina, it's like Hollywood is just down the street. I mean, and not just the city itself, but the concept and the place that creates entertainment. Do you find that there are enough training opportunities for our youth to be able to pursue careers?
I don't think there are enough really substantive programs that are giving them real practical training for jobs in the industry. So for most people, our youth and adults, it's the responsibility falls on them, or it's up to us to train ourselves,
right,
or to get that opportunity or prepare ourselves through education, college, high school. There are a lot of high school programs that are training young people with some of the new technology in the industry. But still, it really is about preparing yourself and making that commitment. So going on to college, whether it's a 2-year college or a 4-year college, is really important for young people. But then once they get in, once you get your foot in the door, I think the biggest challenge that I've seen, particularly for our community, is adapting to the culture of the business. It's
really
a very, very tough business. And I always said you've got to leave your ego at the door, because if your feelings get hurt or you can't roll with the punches, it's one of those places that everybody is challenged.
I think one of the biggest things something that I've dealt with too is you have to be able to deal with rejection.
Oh, absolutely.
Like all the time. Like 99%, and then there's that 1%, and then maybe it'll be really big for you.
That's true. And that's what I mean about, you know, adapting to the culture, because you have to stick to it. Don't give up. Don't walk away. Don't let your feelings be hurt to the extent that you decide this isn't for me, because you can make it for you. You just have to be willing to stick it out. It's tough. It's a tough business.
It is.
But it is rewarding. It's exciting. There's huge opportunities there. And it's a powerful business, because the power of entertainment, whether it's film, television, radio, it's what you hear, it's the images you see, it's the stories that are told that are really important on how we understand each other as people.
What are your thoughts on new media as far as social, you know, the social sites and stuff?
And
a lot of kids that are actually making it as YouTube stars.
Well,
that's interesting.
That's the beauty of new media. My generation is far behind in adapting to new media, but if you can go on YouTube and podcasts and things that are available to people and to youth, and particularly people who are talented and really want to strive to be creative, there's so many opportunities then for to create their own work and then actually distribute it, get it out there in the public. And a lot of that type of work ends up getting seen, and people get picked up or identified or offered positions because of that work. But it's a great opportunity for everyone to have or for a larger group of creative people to do what it is they think is important and find their own medium to get it out to the public.
One of the things that's interesting for me being in, I guess, a section of the entertainment industry is that there are so many positions to be able to be filled. And there are the faces and the stars and the dancers and the singers and the DJs and the, you know, the anchors, etc., etc. But there are also so many other positions that really need to be filled. I mean, I'm grateful all the time to engineers, because if I push that button and it didn't work, I'd be talking to myself
right,
know, on a daily basis. Right. So lots of different type of training can go into working within the entertainment industry.
Well, the industry is like any other business. You have those jobs that are very unique to that business, which would be in front of the camera and behind the camera.
Right.
But in addition to all of those opportunities, there are accountants, there's marketing people, there's engineers, there's finance people, there's technical, there's design, there's graphics, there's animation. There's a wealth of opportunities that almost any career, if you're an accountant, if you're a finance major, a CPA, there's a job for you there. Uh-huh. If you're a marketing professional, there's a job for you there. If you're an administrative assistant, there's a job for you there. But there's a job at all these levels.
Yeah.
And again, once you get your foot in the door, it's a very powerful industry. So you're helping you become part of the fabric. And the more of us that really are in that business at any level, whether it's as an agent or a publicist, we all have a role in transforming it. So it doesn't mean that everybody has to be an actor or a writer or a producer or a director. There's so many other opportunities. And we need to really fill all that space, the entire space, because that's how you change cultures in business.
Having known you for so long, I mean, I'm listening to your voice and I'm hearing your heart, because I know Diane Medina, right?
Thank you.
But you work with a lot of nonprofits, and
yes,
that's pretty much where your heart falls into play.
Yes.
Tell us about some of your current nonprofit work.
Today, I am working diligently with two nonprofits. I've been blessed over the course of my career to use wherever I was at that moment to put the most benefit back into the community, depending on what that job was. At this point in life, I haven't retired, but I have a lot of knowledge and a lot of contacts and a lot to give,
yeah,
a lot of energy to use. And so now I volunteer. And right now, my passion is arts, theater arts, mm-hmm, and particularly for our community. So I am currently volunteering with the Latino Theater Company at the Los Angeles Theater Center as the managing director for the center.
Very good.
So it's been a wonderful change in work for me, but a labor of love. It's a passion for me. So I work side by side with Jose Luis Valenzuela, who's the artistic director at the theater. I also am currently on the board of directors and the executive committee for the Los Angeles County Music Center. I'm passionate about that because they're going through a sort of a transformation. For many years, I think the Music Center has been perceived as this white castle on the hill, out,
yes,
of the reach of many people in our city, and not relevant to many people. And there's new management and there's new energy, and I was invited to join the board to help affect that transformation. And there's a lot of interesting things happening there that I feel like are really good for opening that space to be more accessible, more relevant, and have more meaning to everyone who lives in our county. The Music Center includes the Disney Concert Hall.
Oh, yes.
Dorothy Chandler, the Mark Taper Forum, right, and the Amundsen. So that's a lot of space.
That is.
And you see all the shows that come and go there.
Of course.
I mean, everybody thinks of the opera or ballet, mm-hmm, but there's much more diversity coming in to that space, and it's going through a reconstruction right now, mm-hmm, that is going to make the space more inviting and offer more opportunity for programming that's going to be more diverse and inviting and affordable and accessible to anyone who wants to go there. So it's an exciting time. But it's part of, to me, the arts are something like air that we breathe. If you don't have it, it's bad for us. It's, mm-hmm, you're going to die. The arts are something so subtle in there. And it's also the same with the entertainment industry I was in. But the arts actually inform us. They motivate us. They provide us with understanding. They open our minds. And they're transformative. And I think particularly the Latino community, there's so many beautiful stories and so much that the arts, in terms of formal theater performances and so on, that we should be making more available and participating and taking advantage of those opportunities, because the stories need to be told.
For me, the arts bring the world together.
Absolutely.
Totally. Whether it's food, culture, dance, music, theater, storytelling.
Plain
old storytelling.
Yeah.
It's just the whole world comes together, you know?
Yeah. And one, I think what's unique about the Los Angeles Theater Center,
yes,
is, although it's operated by the Latino Theater Company, its mission is diversity. So we don't just do Latino plays. Mm-hmm. We have the Roby Theater Company is there.
Right.
So there are African American plays. We've had plays. American Indian Theater has been there. So we really strive to have a diverse programming. Asian American Theater has been there. So it's really a theater for everyone.
And Latino Theater Company and Los Angeles Theater Center is on 5th Street near Spring in famous downtown LA,
right,
nowadays, right?
Yeah, actually it's 514 Spring Street, South Spring Street. So it's right in the middle, right in between 5th and 6th.
Yeah, yeah. And it's an old bank building. It's just beautiful. I love that building so much.
Yes, it's a historic building. Yeah. And it's an Art Deco decor.
Yes.
And it's a phenomenal building.
So what does advice do you give to, like I think I said this earlier, but to our youth that would like to do anything in the entertainment industry? You did mention, of course, two-year college, four-year college. What about volunteering in the community and doing that type of stuff?
Absolutely. Well, I think the first thing is to try to understand what your passion is. And if your passion is music, then pursue opportunities that are going to help you develop your skills in that area or your expertise or your talent. And the way to do that is one, through education. So identify those opportunities in your high school or in your local college. But volunteering is absolutely best way.
Yeah.
Because the thing with the entertainment industry, networking is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And that is traditionally what has kept people out by not networking, not being part of a network that has the influence. And there are certainly now enough Latinos in the business that are also volunteering, and you connect with them. So as a young person, you can volunteer with organizations like the Latino Theater Company. We have an education program for young people that is prepares them for jobs behind the scenes, but also for acting, writing, directing, and so on. That's where you meet people who are already in the business. And I've seen this 1,000 times over again, how those in the business will mentor young talent. That's the best way. Try to get your foot in the door.
It's funny because I did 2 years of volunteer work in radio before I actually got my first job in radio. But it was what I realized was that a book can tell you how to do something, especially in the entertainment industry. And if you want to be on camera or up front, but to actually get out there and do it. And in my case, push the buttons and in the old days, you know, make sure that the album was queued up correctly, etc.
Exactly,
you know,
yeah.
That kind of experience. Any special message that you have maybe for our Wave listeners?
I would like to just say to all your listeners that this is such a beautiful city. And I think we are an example of what is good, right, powerful about diversity as a community. Los Angeles has evolved, and I think what we lead as an example for the rest of the country and possibly the world of how people can live together, work together, thrive together, accept each other, and welcome diversity.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the more that we all together support each other and demand and expect that our leaders follow the example that we're giving, I think that's a responsibility we all have.
Yeah, diversity. It's a
big
thing.
Absolutely.
That's why taking public transportation, I want to do it more often, Metro, but my husband and I always do it to the Pantages. But in public transportation, that's when you are genuinely rubbing elbows with all kinds of walks of life.
Everybody.
And I love taking the Metro. We were recently in Italy, same kind of thing. You rub elbows with all kinds of people, and it opens up your heart and your mind to we're all human beings.
Right.
And everybody's just a little bit different.
And we're all in this together.
Yes, we are. Same boat.
Yeah, we are. And by working together and supporting each other, that's how we all thrive.
You know, Diane, we have this marketing campaign, Is Soul Is. And we've been throwing out that question, or even just kind of like the filling the blank of it. And soul, obviously, as you well know, can be an intangible, or it can be a kind of music, or it can be a delicious kind of food, right? My question to you is, what is soul to you? Soul is?
Soul is a life of integrity and love. That's how when I think of what is my soul or what is soul, I think it is love and integrity. And I think those two things, if you live your life, those two things, the filter for everything you do, you'll do well and you'll do good for others.
Diane Medina, I want to thank you so much for accepting our invitation as being one of our honorees as we celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month here on The Wave. Thanks again.